guys don't know, I have been doing this. In case you didn't know, I started at 8:30 this morning. We took a lunch break and we came back. We're talking to 27 powerful women from around the world. I've had somebody on from Germany, a couple from Canada, Mexico, just now Indonesia, all over the country, from the Carolinas to California. And you guys know I'm in Nevada. It's been amazing. But we're not done. We're not done. We've got heavy hitters coming up. And coming up next, I've been looking at Kate sitting in the virtual green room now for about 10 or 15 minutes. And I'm like, she's here. I can't wait to talk to her. I want to welcome her to the stage. If I can figure out how to word my mouse. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day. Oh my goodness. You know, I've been wanting to get you here for that word that is right there on your name. Unstuck.
Unstuck. Yes.
Tell me about you. Well, first, hi. I see I'm so excited. I'm just being rude. My mother is in the heavens right now going, what's wrong with you? You know, let me first say thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for having me. You know, taking my invitation, because this is actually our first time chatting. We haven't had a message or anything other than a couple of emails. And I want to thank you for just having the faith and saying, yeah, I'm going. It's cool. I'll be there.
Just do it.
Just do it. You know, I saw on your website that if you do 10,000 hours of practicing or doing something, it kind of makes you an expert, right?
Yeah.
So what does that have to do with people that are stuck? Because I know people that have done 10,000 hours of something and they still don't think they're good enough to do what they need to be doing. So how do you get them unstuck?
I'm so happy you asked that question. Well, the way the mind works, it learns by repetition. So if you're doing something that is keeping you stuck over and over again for 10,000 hours, guess what? You're just going to keep on being stuck. See, the thing is, you have a habit of action is coming from your habit of thinking. So it's really all up here. So that's where we really like to focus, to kind of help everybody get unstuck.
Where did the Unstuck Society come from? How did you decide this is something, you know, because I totally agree, it needs to be done. People are literally, you know, stopping themselves. It's not anything else. It's not COVID. It's not work. Mm-hmm. It's not, they're stopping themselves. Yeah. So how did you decide to do this? And I love your logo, by the way. How did you decide to do this?
Well, my journey, my story actually started, well, we have four girls and we found out we were having our fifth child and it was a boy and everything was great. And I'm like, this poor kid, he needs a brother. So we tried to go for number six and I ended up having a miscarriage. But after doing surgery, the doctor said, you know, gave us our blessings to go ahead and try again. And we did and thought, you know, right away, got pregnant right away. And this time I was really nervous. I'm like, I want to get blood levels checked and everything. And I got a call from the doctor and she asked me to come in with my husband, James, who you've met. And it just felt weird. Like, you know, typically they're like, bring your husband in. It's kind of odd. And when I went in, it was kind of like tunnel vision in the sense that I like, can you hear the crinkling of the paper on the table and could like, it was almost like I'm underwater. Can I hear the doctor talking? And then I just heard my husband's voice kind of like snap me out of it. And he was like, wait, she's got cancer. And what happened was I actually got diagnosed with a type of placental cancer that I wasn't pregnant. It was actually a cancer growing inside me. Very fast moving, very aggressive, very rare. So, and they're like, and this is my, you know, OBGYN telling me this. So she's like, you just got to go find a doctor. So I remember sitting in the parking lot with my husband and just crying because I have a 2-year-old at home and my four girls. And that thought, that impact of your children might grow up and never know you or not remember you, snaps you into reality real quick that you don't have tomorrow. And what I realized, I realized that I came out, I was on autopilot. Everything I did in my life, it was just, I was told to do it. You should be a lawyer. Okay, I'll go and study law. You should get married and live in the suburbia. Okay, I'll do that. And I was just kind of, you know, the best way I describe it is you ever driven your car and then you start like thinking about stuff and you get sidetracked and all of a sudden you're at your destination and you're like, how did I get here? Right?
Yeah.
You're an autopilot. You're like, how did I do that? Like, I'm thinking, but bam, I'm here. So that was kind of like what I had happen in my life. I'm like, bam, I'm here. And I go, wait a minute. I'm not very present, and I'm not being very proactive and active in my life. I'm just on that, bam, I'm here driving. Mm-hmm. So that's when I realized I'm stuck. And I dug deep into mindset, subconscious matter. And myself and my husband have already been serial entrepreneurs for our adult life. So realizing that that was to our benefit, that he was able to help take care of me. And we didn't have like a 9-to-5. We were like, man, we need to get other entrepreneurs out there to get them in that like red pill, you know, like the Matrix.
Red pill, blue pill.
Yeah. I was like, you need it, because all of us, let's put it this way. Our brain, 95% of our brain is all on the subconscious level. We're only using 5% consciously. So 95% of what you're doing, you don't even realize you're doing. So I'm like, red pill, let's get very active and like realize where you're stuck so that we can get you over that hump and really move you forward. Really focus on what you want to do. Like get off autopilot. You got to do that. And then specifically for entrepreneurs or anybody that wants to be an entrepreneur, because that was critical with me being able to get the care I needed, because my husband didn't have to worry about, you know, calling into work and things like that. He was there to be able to by my side. And just in general, entrepreneur.
There, you know?
Yeah.
That's a blessing that he could be there. You know, people have, I know people that haven't started their business because they don't like the color socks they're wearing. They come up with something, you know, the weather's not right. Oh, it's raining. You know, I got to walk my dog. It's like they got 50 going on. And then I meet people like yourself that have hit, you know, a wall that they never saw. And they just said, that's fine. I'm going to move through it. And now are you moving through it, but you're turning around and teaching others how to move through it as well. And that's an amazing thing. So if somebody is watching right now and they're just coming out of a major medical issue right now, they could be coming off of COVID. I mean, we could just talk about that alone. They're coming out of a major medical issue, or they just lost their job, or they had this idea. I got this great idea. And they had this idea for years, and they're so scared to even try. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do at Unstuck Society? Because see, I would just shake them, and you probably tell me not to do that. So what would you do at Unstuck Society to get them moving forward?
Well, we have some awesome scientifically backed and proven techniques to get down to that deep level, that subconscious level, and really dig out all those, I don't want to say poorly wired, but not serving you well wiring. And we're going to completely rewire, and we're going to erase and eradicate those not beneficial thoughts that you have. And then from there, now we give you the red pill. Now you're like, wow, the world is my oyster. Everything's amazing. Everything's possible. You're feeling great. And I'm like, all right, now let's get you into some awesome actionable habits. We're going to get you some business strategy that will help you move forward. Because again, like I said, we're very much focused on entrepreneurs and small business people. Because I mean, I hear things all the time about people be like, oh, well, I can't decide what podcast program to use. And they just nitpick on that, and they can't figure it out. And I'm like, you're just procrastinating because you need everything to be perfect. Well, not everything's perfect in this world. And if it was, that'd be kind of boring, right? So it's kind of like digging down deeper. Why do you need to be perfect? What is it back in your brain that's making you feel this need? And a lot of that will come back down to childhood issues and things like that. But the big thing to remember about your brain, when you said like people like, you know, the color socks or the weather, things like that, your mind loves the familiar. Your brain is just there to keep you to survive. It is not there to keep you happy. So it's going to keep you where it's familiar and it feels safe. So that huge idea that you have, if it's unfamiliar and it's scary and new and exciting, your brain's going, we're in survival mode. And so it takes a lot of work and a lot of coaching and habits built to get you over that hump so that you can make that new exciting project that you have familiar. And then like you're off and running at that point.
So, I mean, you want to go into a business. I know I do. I want to start everything thinking there is absolutely no limit. The sky is the limit. And then I'm going to figure out what's on the other side of the sky, you know, but a lot of people just want to market and master their neighborhood. you know, mm-hmm. or they want to master this one Facebook group. And to me, they're leaving not just money on the table, but experience, life experience on that table. How do you get people out of their own way and get them to see there is a much bigger picture? You're moving now. That's great. You're not just sitting around talking about it, because God knows nothing I hate worse than somebody sits around and say, well, one day I'm gonna, you know, hello, let me introduce you to one day. As Zig Ziglar said, you know, he used to give round business cards and he'd say, you know, you want to get around to it? Here's your round to it. Now let's do it. And that's how I feel about it. How do you get them to get out of their comfort zone and really expand to those new horizons?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just pretty much said it in the sense that, oh, one day I'm going to get to it. Well, the brain doesn't work that way. The brain only works in present. It only works in now. I am successful now. I'm killing it now. I'm blowing it up and I've got this awesome idea and I'm creating it now. If you're like, one day, guess what? It won't happen. That's not how the mind works. So that's number one, get in the present. Whatever it is, even if it's like I'm writing down my my action plan, my steps, I'm writing it down now. You have to give it a now. It cannot be tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. And then the other thing is, like, people take for granted time. Like I said, I was 34 when I got diagnosed with cancer, and I didn't know if I was going to live or die that day. And believe me, I did not think that I thought I was invincible at 34. I thought I was invincible at 18. Everybody takes for granted that they're going to have tomorrow. You might not. And that's like a scary reality that, you know, hopefully only a few of us have had to go through that. You experience that. But when you do, it gets real, real quick. You know what I mean? You go, you know what? If I have a business and I have an idea, I'm working on it right now because I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And I think that's why we've really like moved fast and furious, because I'm saying it as if it's today, it's now. I am this now, which is how your brain works. And not only that, I'm backing it with my actions, because I'm also fearful that I won't have tomorrow, which is not a great thing to lead by, is fear, but it's always there. I think it's there for anybody that's awoken, is that, you know, time is ticking. It's one thing's for certain. We're all going to die at some point, not to get super morbid, but that's gonna happen. So I tell my kids, my teenagers, boy, if I had known in high school what I know now, where it's like, who cares? Who cares what people think? Who cares? It is your life and the time is ticking and every day you don't get back. So I tell my kids, I'm like, it doesn't matter what other people think. If you want to try out for that team, you want to do that play, you want to try a new business, whatever it is, do it. If you fail, whatever, you just learn from it. Yep. No big deal. Like we ran a wedding business for 10 plus years and then that business got saturated and we're like, okay, time to pivot. You know, COVID happens. Guess what, guys? Time to pivot. I know a chef, right? The restaurants got impacted big time. So what's he going to do? His restaurant's closed. He pivoted. Now he's teaching online cooking courses. I'm like, this guy's killing it. So just keep going forward. That's really what it comes down to.
You know, would you say that this whole year, this past year, I believe this past year has been a really rude awakening for a lot of people? Because we all kind of took tomorrow for granted. I never thought, I live in a society where, you know, you're supposed to be wearing masks all the time, and I do, and you're afraid to go outside, and you're scared of something you can't even see, you know, and you see somebody, you know, on Monday and they're fine, and then you hear from their family, they're in the hospital on Friday. It's been a real reality check, yes?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is a non-discriminating type of virus. Like you said, it's silent and it's taken the world by storm. So yeah, I think it is a huge reality check. Not only that, you know, we're all vulnerable and anybody catches and it could take anybody, but also the fact that we were so busy. I know for myself, oh my gosh, I was scheduled like 3 o'clock. I was just back to back with kids stuff and everything like that. Every weekend was booked up. And I think we all realize how fast paced our life was. And we all had to take a step back and really look at what's important. Cause think about it now, what are we all vying for? What do we all want? We all want connection. We all want community. We just want to go see our friends and family. We just want to hug somebody. Right. Yeah. So forget about all the other stuff. Like, let's get down to what we need as humans, which is connection.
Right? Yeah, I've got a 14-year-old grandson that wants to hug me now. You know, when you're 14, you just don't want to. But he wants to hug now, you know?
Yeah. Like, I know. For a 14-year-old boy to hug anybody is like huge, right? Because they're like, they're at that weird stage. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Well, Kate, I appreciate you coming on. Oh my goodness. We've kind of had these two ships kind of thing going and in the same group a little bit. And it's like, okay, now what, you know, but yeah. I truly appreciate you. I appreciate everything you're doing. I love your mission with Unstuck Society. I think it's amazing. I probably need to join it because even I get stuck about 15 times a day. And I love having powerful people in my corner and telling me, snap out of it. I mean, my business partners do a lot of that, especially my Captain Ann, but it's always good to have somebody outside that goes,
sometimes you don't realize it.
I thank you so much for coming by. I hope you'll come on again. We can go even deeper. I know these 15-minute interviews go by like, but I just wanted to spend a few minutes with you and say, great job, lady. Great
thank
job.
You.
I love what you're doing. It's awesome.
It is I love what you're doing. Awesome. This is awesome. I'm so inspired by all of this.
Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.